Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Very off person. The city of Los Angeles was sprawling with activity as the clock struck 11 o'clock p.m. But for Henry, the night shift attendant at a small, out-of-the-way gas station on the outskirts of town, the hours ahead promised solitude and the dull hum of fluorescent lights. His worn-out uniform clung to him, the sleeves of his jacket rolled up to accommodate the summer heat. Little did he know that this seemingly ordinary night would soon take a horrifying turn. The bell above the gas station's door jingled as a man entered. Henry glanced up from the newspaper he was reading behind the counter. The stranger, who looked to be in his mid-30s, wore a tattered leather jacket and a baseball cap pulled low over his eyes. His face was obscured by the cap's shadow, making it impossible for Henry to discern his features. But there was something about the man's demeanor, a certain tension in his movements, that immediately sent a shiver down Henry's spine. The man approached the counter with an eerie silence, his eyes fixed on the cigarettes behind the glass display. Without a word, he reached into his pocket, pulled out a few crumpled bills, and slapped them onto the counter. Henry noted the distinct unease that gripped him. The man's gaze was cold, devoid of any hint of friendliness. It made Henry's skin crawl. "Pack of Marlboros," the man said in a low, raspy voice, his eyes never leaving Henry's. Henry, trying to maintain his composure, retrieved the cigarettes and rang up the purchase. He handed them to the stranger, who snatched them away without a word. The atmosphere in the gas station had grown uncomfortably tense, and Henry's heart raced as he watched the man leave, the bell above the door jingling once more. As the hours ticked away, Henry couldn't shake the feeling of dread that had settled in the pit of his stomach. He kept glancing at the clock, willing the night to pass quickly. The fluorescent lights hummed overhead, casting long, eerie shadows across the empty aisles. Around 2 o'clock a.m., the morning newspaper delivery arrived, and Henry grabbed a copy to pass the time. As he flipped through the pages, he froze when he reached the front page. His heart skipped a beat, and a cold sweat broke out on his brow. There, staring back at him from a grainy photograph, was the face of the man who had come into the gas station earlier. The headline read, "Gas Station Robber Strikes Again." The article detailed how the man had robbed a different gas station a few miles down the road, making off with cash and cigarettes. But what sent chills down Henry's spine was the next part of the story. The same man had proceeded to a nearby gas station, where he had brutally beaten one of the attendants almost to death, while her co-worker cowered in the back room, too terrified to intervene. The gas station's security camera had captured the horrific attack, and the police were now on the hunt for the dangerous assailant. Henry's hands trembled as he realized the gravity of the situation. The man who had visited his gas station had a dark, violent streak. He had chosen to rob and assault innocent people, and Henry had come face to face with him, completely unaware of the danger that lurked beneath the man's cold exterior.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The hours dragged on, and as the first light of dawn crept through the windows, Henry's relief was palpable. The night had been long, filled with an unsettling encounter that would haunt him for years to come. He couldn't help but wonder about the many lives forever altered by the actions of one very off person who had walked through his gas station's door. "I noticed you stopped walking to work." The city of Portland, Oregon, was known for its lush greenery, eclectic culture, and the peculiar charm that its inhabitants brought to life. Among the many peculiarities, there was one constant in the city: the gas station down the road from Alice's house. It was the place where she had worked for years, her routine a mundane yet necessary part of her life. But little did she know that a seemingly innocuous encounter would soon spiral into a chilling mystery that would haunt her for nights to come. Alice was a 27-year-old woman who had always been accustomed to walking to work. It was a short stroll down the tree-lined streets, and she cherished the serenity of her morning walks. Her co-workers at the gas station often teased her about her habit, calling her the walking commuter. But Alice found solace in the rhythm of her steps. One day, as the clock struck 5:30 a.m., Alice embarked on her usual journey to work. The chilly morning air wrapped around her, and she pulled her coat tighter, feeling the weight of the world on her shoulders. Her steps echoed through the silent streets as she made her way to the gas station. As she arrived at the gas station, Alice noticed an older man sitting on a weathered bench just outside the store. He appeared to be in his 70s, with a haggard, wrinkled face and piercing, scrutinizing eyes that followed her every move. Alice couldn't help but feel a shiver crawl up her spine as she walked past him, and she quickened her pace, eager to escape his unnerving gaze. Days turned into weeks, and the strange old man became a fixture at the gas station. No matter the hour, he was there, sitting on the same bench, watching Alice as she came and went. His unrelenting gaze never wavered, and a sense of unease settled within her. Then, one fateful morning, as Alice arrived at work and began her usual routine, the old man did something that sent chills down her spine. He slowly rose from his seat, his frail form standing upright. His eyes locked onto Alice, and he shuffled towards her with a determined gait. Alice could feel her heart racing as he drew closer, and she braced herself for an encounter she had long dreaded. The old man stopped in front of her, his eyes boring into her with an intensity that sent a shiver down her spine. "I noticed you stopped walking to work," he said in a raspy voice that sounded like it had seen too many years. Alice was taken aback, her mind racing to comprehend the implications of his words. How did he know about her change in routine? It was a personal choice she had made without telling anyone. Panic welled up inside her as she realized that this stranger had been watching her every move. With a trembling voice, she replied, "Yes, I got a car." The old man simply nodded, his expression inscrutable. Then he turned and walked away, his steps slow and deliberate. Alice watched him go, a feeling of dread settling over her like a heavy cloud. What did his strange observation mean? And why had he been so fixated on her daily routine? From that day forward, Alice could not shake the eerie encounter from her mind. The old man continued to visit the gas station, but his silent observations took on a new level of intensity. She couldn't help but wonder what he knew, what secrets he held, and whether her decision to stop walking to work had unwittingly brought her into the orbit of something deeply unsettling. The days turned into weeks, and Alice's anxiety grew. She became obsessed with the old man's presence, trying to decipher the meaning behind his cryptic words. But no answers came, only more questions and an unshakable feeling that her life had taken a terrifying turn. And so, the chilling mystery of the old man at the gas station remained unsolved, leaving Alice with a sense of unease that would follow her long after the encounters had ceased. Some secrets are meant to stay buried, and the true nature of the old man's fixation on her would forever remain a haunting enigma.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.